Begin the Grand Daf, Masech the Site of Ches, begin the Manal, begin the Tes Master, begin with the, which actually these words belong in the Zayin Manal and the Mishnah. Shasham Mashkin is the Site. That's where they would give the Site to drink. So, because that's what we say that they brought it up to the Bezna Godel, Sheb Yerushalayim. So, as Tes, but the Sefta, it's brought to them, they quote a Pasi Malachim Alf. That which a man will sin to his friend, and will carry a curse to his curse, to commit a wickedness, and again, it's talking about this woman who is Mazana, and therefore her stomach bloats, and at the same time, to justify the righteous person, to give as their righteousness, if the woman did not become the father, then she's tar, then she'll be clean, she'll have children. Which here medicine, she stands from the inside, by koinam b'chutz, because this was talking about the shamashkin societies. They were saying that by the shayin ikoner is where they would give her a drink, so she would be inside the gate, and the koinam b'chutz, and the koin would stand on the outside. Shemek says the pasuk, hemet koinam zayish lo b'nei Hashem, that the koin would stand the woman before Hashem, ha'ish lo b'nei Hashem, the woman before Hashem, by the shayin ikoner, then koinam b'nei Hashem, the koin would not be in front of Hashem. Next test master, begin with the gemara. We don't give two sides to drink at the same time. But it's an early fashion, seems to explain. She amishtein be'azara, that it's about placing both them in the court of bevasachas, lashkoisim, to have them drink. Not even so much about the drinking, but even to be there at the same time. Even though they're not drinking at the same time. Regarding boring a hole in the slave's ear, that he wants to stay longer up until Yebel, but accepted the parah tananami. We learned this also. That ancient parahs naskachas, you can't have the two paradumas made at the same time. Mishanasas eifem mebeches. When one is made into ashes, then you bring the other one, the stubagaba, and you burn it on top of it. But it shouldn't even be there. But says Tzitz Vatim, it's a wonder because you think they would make forbidden such a similar type of situation. Let's say to slaughter two karbanos at the same time. Let's say two oilas or two chatois. To have both of them standing in the zot at the same time. To slaughter one and slaughter the second one. Slaughter two karbanos at the same time. That's myrish echad shnei tzvarim keechad. That means not to slaughter literally two necks together in one action. It's a biblical prohibition. But such situations just happen at the same time. It doesn't say over there. Regarding vows, person nullified his two wives' vows at the same time. Because Isa it says, which is Dafka, I love Dafka, it's not specifically a Pashtun Malach, and the answer from over here, which we see, that you cannot do two at the same time. The difference between them about if you darsh in time of the Krah that she should be the only one drinking, or is it because she's going to be libegas bechaberta, is if she's trembling. Which Tzai says, near that, but most of them, it seems like the Gemara could have said, another difference between them would be Isha Acher, Hashem, the Saita, to have another woman there, that's not a Saita. Rabbi Shimon Mukhtar, because the whole reason is because she shouldn't be intimidated, the other one's not admitting, but if she's not a site, it's no problem. Or if you don't, no, it's Hasr. Lahamad Esla Shumi Shabbat Shanikad. No one can be there in the Shanikad with her because it says, Oisa. The Umpag Tarif Bakalfi, like the Gemara says, Yuman Dav Mbez, the Pligi Nami Hachi Rebbe Reb Shimon. That's how they disagree with Kura the Bahiti Oisa. You should take her out. The Chsiv Gabi Parah that's said by the Paraduma, the Omer Kmenai, they say, what's the between them is Chamar, it's a donkey. The Rebbe Doma Oisla Vabdo, that's exists because of Sosloisi Machamai, you cannot take a donkey. According to the one that's Darsh Time to Krah, no, it's only if it's the up another Parah. So again, that's the same thing we're saying over here, depending on the Svar, you could have said that if you have another woman that's not a Saita at the same time. But what do you mean? But you can't make mitzvahs into bundles. So forget about why is recesses, why would that be permitted? But you can't partially do it at the same time because you can't make mitzvah bundles, which Tzai says, Tim, it's a wonder. My prophet will take more asking, but this prohibition of doing mitzvah bundles, like Elisa Midrabon, it's only rabbinically forbidden. Because it looks like as if it's a law in the present. In the plea record, they disagree regarding Pesukim. What is it? How are you asking a biblical halacha from a rabbinic prohibition? Here we're talking about where it depends if it's one coin or here we're talking about two coin, which Rashi Pirish, he says, it's something regarding a slave, meaning the prohibition is only with one court and one master. But if it's two masters, then yeah, it wouldn't be a problem either over there. It says, it's a wonder because Vatar's made Mitzrayim or the Girsa is Hashkois Beis Saitis, dummy, that's comparable to shnei avadim shel shnei bnei adam, like the two slaves of two different people, which are the wives of two different men. So why would that be any different? Next to the beginning with the Gemara, again, it belongs also on Dav Zayin Menachem in the Mishnah. The Rishon about Kohen Oishles Bebegidah. The Kohen grabs a hold of a garment. Which Repair Kael and Loik and the Gemara Makas, Dav Chabez and Bez says, Tanem Hachay, similar in the Braisa, Chazin HaKnes is Oishles Bebegad, the Bechula we find by Malkus, also the attendant grabs a hold of the one who's getting Malkus' garments. Which Tay says, Venir, it would seem Mishum Dechsib by Benikla, because there it says that he'll be embarrassed where Mitzah Lanavla, it's a Mitzah to degrade him, as we find over here by the Saita, but the Sefta Kan Matil Megarel is in the Tesefta they bring down. That the Kahanim would make a lottery, and wherever the lottery comes out to a fellow Kohen Gadol, he would go and stand by the side of the site and grab a hold of the garment. Whoever the lottery had to do this. Next Tesis Maskel again belongs in the Mishnah. Im Hoya Liba Na, if she had a beautiful chest, then they wouldn't do it. Says Tesis Avraham, thinks there's a custom. What means a biblical decree? So how could, because the concern of like, you know, the beauty of the woman not rip her garment? So Tesis Sheval Tasa, just refraining from doing Emetz Deraisa. So Islam Akar was not considered biblically uprooting. Kedisa Berek Yisrael, like the Moses Yibam, is Dav Tzalim Enof, and the Chacham have the power to do that. Next Tesis Mas, was the Gemara, Ish Niskel Arim, Bein Ish Niskel Saruma. One of the differences is that the man gets stoned in the state of undress, and the woman does not get stoned in a state of undress. So Tesis says, Tim, it's a wonder. My Kash Rabban Rabban, what's the Gemara asking? We want to know, are they Chayish Lehuhuro or not? We see that according to Chachamim, we see they're chayish lehur, and here in our Gemara they're not chayish lehur. So says, what's the question? From the first time, Perknik Madin, the Gemara B'din Sanid Memhei Manav says the reason for this. It says him, which is blechasusa without his garment. But the feminine, the woman, it's not without her garment. Why would we have degraded her? The pasuk says not to do it. If we were degraded, him, would be actively uprooting the halakha of the pasuk. So what are we asking? Even if we'd be chayish lehura, but even though meaning if we're not concerned. But that wouldn't. Why should we actively degrade her if the pasuk says not to? The Shabbat test says what you can say is mainly viewed in Rabbanan. Now the Eisai, that when it says him, it's only coming to exclude regarding his garment. So it's only telling us regarding his garment. But according to Rabban, the Torah is not telling us what's with the woman, and that is meaning there should be a dozen losses come out to you. So the courts could do as they will. It's not coming to exclude her. But Gemara Mafai Mike Pligan, the Gemara explains what are they disagreeing about? That's why we're asking. The contradiction of Rabbanan, because keep it like Hashem Lehur, you told me in our Mishnah, they're not concerned with thoughts. How you learn a lot, we should be sitting out to the country. We should degrade her because of like people should learn a lesson from her, and therefore that's the Gemara's question, saying, okay, so if you're not Hashem Lehur, so why don't you do it and degrade her? The next test not to begin with the Gemara. No, he was concerned because she's going to leave court, and that she wins, that she wasn't Mazana. And the young ones of the Gan are going to go ahead and be enticed by her. But Chai says, Tim, it's a wonder because Kim Dalav Chabalan Nashim Lagaisa, what it means, it's not obligatory for the men to see her. So what's the problem? Yitlu Sadin Shalbots, Beinah, Lebeinah Nashim. Why don't you just hang up a curtain of linen between her and the men, Yista Sarah, and then they could, you know, undo her hole here, because I'm like the Pasuk says. And yeah, let her chest be uncovered. Vimishab Kain Amashka says, what do you do with the Kain who's giving her a drink? No problem. Yapak Pan Vatsarach. Let him turn his face the other way. And Bachitan the Safri Bedge is actually what's Torah explains in the Safri. He undoes all her hair. And Sadin Shal Bites. Parakas Bein El Benam. And they would make a curtain that would separate between him and the people. And Kain Pan Lacharev. And the Kain would turn his back towards our Parah and undo her hair. Kedil Kam Matsapri to fill the mitzvah of Priya. Rabbi Yudin Amanazaka. So Grand Reader wanted to do that also. What you could say is no review. Then no, he didn't hold that was an option because if any person suddenly if they would hang up a curtain between her and the men, this beautiful woman, because we don't want the men to see, then it wouldn't even be so much degrading for her in front of the women as it would be when there's men there. Because a woman's not so much embarrassed from her fellow women, and then they wouldn't be chastised by this. And therefore, we need the men to be there. And therefore, we can go ahead and uncover her chest. Next, just the beginning of the Gemara, we have a tradition that in Yitzhak HaShayla, the evil inclination is not dominant. El B'masha in Abrei is only with what his eyes see. Which chases Maksim Pek and Doshim, but the question they ask is from Chagig Daf Yenav Ambeis. Dominic Gemara says, Arayis, the temptation for illicit relations is Bein Bafanav, Bein Shalim Bafanav, is whether the woman is there or not. Not for Shitzray, still there's a strong inclination, even when the eyes don't see it. So it says, but the kashmi is not difficult because the hasam akbrisha, what it means over there is, ma'achashiro ever pamach is once he saw the ever one time, shub maharach re'elohim, so he's always going to be thinking about her, even when she's not there. Of ma'achashiro on the scales of the woman, but because he saw this woman's being stoned in a stadium and dressed, he's not going to think after other ones. And therefore, that's why we're saying that it will not be a problem over there, but it will be a problem about that woman herself that went out nucky from the suspicion of a site.